The campaign sends targeted voters a pamphlet proclaiming that President George W. Bush is moving America forward, while dubbing Democrat John Kerry as out of the mainstream. It includes an application for an absentee ballot and follows it up with a recorded phone message.
Hello, this is George W. Bush. I'm calling to ask you to fill out your absentee ballot request form.
Both Republicans and Democrats use this tactic extensively. State Elections Board Director Kevin Kennedy says what makes this campaign stand out is that it uses the ballot request form from his office.
Usually the parties take our form and modify it. In this case, they actually just took our form and inserted it in the mailing. And as a result, the form has our name and our address and phone number on it.
Kennedy says this has prompted a flood of irate phone calls to his office from citizens who think the Elections Board is promoting the Republican Party. Kennedy says this is clearly not the case, and there's nothing wrong with the mailings. Brookfield Republican State Senator Ted Kanivas is working for the Bush-Cheney campaign. He says the mailings make it easier for their supporters to vote.
People can vote before the fact. It's completely, not only is it legal, but it's encouraged because we want to maximize the amount of people that actually get to the polls and actually exercise their franchise.
A spokesman for the Kerry Edwards campaign says Democrats will also mount an aggressive absentee ballot push, calling it a way to put votes in the bank in a close election. People don't need a reason to vote absentee in Wisconsin, and they can request an absentee ballot at any time. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.